Next, he continues his comparison, stating the reason for this, saying he doesn't understand because these things require spiritual discernment. That is, the things declared require faith, and it's impossible to grasp them through logical reasoning because their vastness greatly surpasses our limited understanding. Hence, he says, but the spiritual person can evaluate everything, yet he himself is not subject to anyone's scrutiny. For the person who has vision can perceive everything relevant to the person who lacks vision, but no person without vision can comprehend what the other is doing. Similarly, in this situation, we understand all things concerning ourselves and unbelievers. However, they no longer have any knowledge of our matters. We know the nature of current circumstances, the significance of future events, and eventually what will happen to the world when this state of affairs no longer exists, including what sinners will experience and what the righteous will enjoy. We are aware that current circumstances are inconsequential, and we point out their insignificance, and that future affairs are eternal and stable. All these things are known to the spiritual individual, and what the natural man will endure when he has passed into that realm, and what the faithful will receive when he has completed his journey from here, is unknown to the natural man.